When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Fan and Kiss FM's 18th Annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest on The Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Stop at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek today until 6 p.m. to drop off a brand new toy. If you can't make it, go to thefanmilwaukee.com to donate online.
I feel like we're in the Nutcracker.
Oh, I know.
I love that music, by the way.
I know David loves Christmas, so this will be a good one for him.
I mean, absolutely. Joining the Mason Crosby now on the Mason Crosby Show on 1250 AM, The Fan, 105.7 FM, The Fan, thefanmilwaukee.com, and free on the Odyssey app. Everywhere you can hear the Mason Crosby Show. He is David Bakhtiari. David, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, David Bakhtiari, D-Bach, or as my kids wanted to make sure to say hi to Shrimpy.
Whoa.
They always got after it with old D-Bach and like to call him Shrimpy. So Elizabeth chose violence this morning, and thank you for coming on, David. I know you're working out, you're doing your thing, and just want to ask you about all of that. Like, where are you at, kind of in your physical journey, what you're doing to stay fit and train, and kind of where you're at right now as you're trying to get back in the game.
Yeah, I'm just staying ready, playing. Obviously, I had a really big surgery and took a long time, and finally got a lot of liberty on the back end, a lot of pain that is gone, and a lot of quality of life back and function. So just maximizing every day, just staying ready and available if the right situation that pops up that I want to take advantage of, and above all, just living a good, healthy, fun lifestyle. That's been enjoyable. Kind of a little sad on my end, though, to say that I get called to get asked on the show before I get called to ask to golf with you. So
I don't know. Wow, you're going to go there.
My ego's kind of taking a hit. I don't know. Maybe the fact that I my golf game is so bad is the reason why I'm a deterrent. I'm hoping that's the reason, because I think anything else may be more damning.
Mason, can we send David a plane ticket for Nashville, like, right now?
He lives in Nashville, and I think that's why he's trolling me right now.
Let's go! Come on, this weekend! Well, there's gotta be a course open.
It's 35 degrees.
Oh, you guys are Green Bay guys. Man up. You guys are from Boulder. You guys are the pride of Colorado. Come on!
Exactly. Hey, David, I'm wearing a CU hat right now, just, showing our alma mater some love. Let's hit on that just a little bit. And first off, I'm going to throw some shade back at you. I do believe you belong to a country club as well. I don't know if I'm getting all those golf invites. Don't be intimidated. I'll come out. I'm fun on the golf course. It's not like I'm just going to go out there and try to take all your money and toot my own horn at my golf game. We'll throw down some beers. We'll chug some beers if you want to. I know these guys want to ask about your beer chugging stuff, but let's talk about that CU Buffs team right now. Mitch hates signing day, but I know you you know, obviously were signed to go play at the University of Colorado. What do you feel about where the Buffs are and you know, where they're headed? Have you been out there to a game? Are you excited about what Prime's doing?
Yeah, I actually went out there, I think, for alumni weekend, I want to say. And it was a really good time. Really proud of where the program is at. I think our AD is awesome. I think he did a phenomenal job. And he took, at the time, was a risk on Dion. And I think it's now looked at not as much a risk, but more of a discount for what we got in return. And definitely the stock is on the rise. I mean, if we're talking about it from a stock market perspective, I think Boulder, Colorado is a program you want to buy. They understand that they, I think more or less Dion just really understands the how to build a college football team in today's climate, how to deal with the portal, how to deal with all social media and tapping into that and really bringing life back into the program. And I think the record shows, the talent acquisition shows, but yet also the character of men that he's growing. You know, I say this in the most respectful way possible. I mean, he's a walking culture. Like, he has his own culture. And I think it's very fantastic. It's fantastic that he came in there and really rooted himself in. And their record speaks, you know, to that.
Well, I think you hit on, like, you know, obviously on a stock market perspective, by that team, like, economically, what he is doing for that community there in Boulder, for the state of Colorado, for the university, and then just even like the, you know, the boost in what he's doing for the student body. I saw that there was like a 51 or 52% increase in minority applications to come to Colorado. Like, the stuff that he is just about and the impact that he's having at that university is exceptional. So, we'd be remiss. We got to kind of keep, you know, moving towards Packer stuff and towards your time there in Green Bay, but also we had Tony Mall on earlier, another former Packer offensive lineman, and I want to hit on that because it's interesting hearing him on his bulking up. He played tight end coming out of high school, a little bit in college, and then he put 60 pounds on to become a tackle. Like, I remember when you came into Green Bay or into you know, CU, you were not, you know, just this specimen of a man that you are now. Like, what did it take for you to get into a position to become the tackle that you became and to put on all that weight and, you know, kind of get yourself to where you needed to be the you know, all pro, awesome left tackle that you became?
I wanted to prove everyone that called me Shrimpy. I wanted to prove them wrong.
Hell Shrimpy.
That was my motivation.
That's right.
No, I came into college around like 245 soaking wet and, was just more of a project, and it's just something that I think through hard work, dedication, and just committing my time and treating it not only just when I was in the Dow Ward Athletic Center, but outside of it, really, you know, paid big dividends in the future. And I carried that same work ethic all through till I got even to the NFL and realized that that's the recipe for success. Just keep chopping at the wood the same way, and the success kept coming, and it was something that was very nice. And I tried always to just make sure that I didn't. I never wanted to become complacent, because what got me to where I was the antithesis of complacency. So that's really the journey for me.
That's like, you know, what I was telling these guys before you came on, and like, my heart always hurt for you those last few years in Green Bay with the injuries and how hard you were battling to get back and the pain you were in and the stuff that you did. Like, I would watch you on a daily basis, just put your body, and I could tell in your mind, you were just, it was just a struggle and it was hard and you were pushing every day. So to not, you know, see those things paid dividends and, like, you know, to be able to get back on the field and be with your team and do all those things, I know that was killing you inside. You know, so I hope, and like you're saying, your body, physically, mentally, you seem to be in a good place. I know you have a little one at home. I was talking about, Christmas. What does that feel like being a dad and like moving into these holidays and, Christmas time coming up and the excitement that brings?
It makes Christmas so much more fun. I think the older you get, it took me to being about 30 to realize that Santa Claus,
I still believe
isn't what everyone else says, and I'm not going to try and ruin it to all the other listeners out there, but it took me a long time to figure that out, and now it kind of loses that sparkle, but it is so rejuvenating, and I think most dads can really resonate with me on these words, that it really brings that sparkle back, seeing the excitement of your kids, when they truly are starting to become more aware and can talk, and that sparkle in their eyes, and the novelness of every occasion, and setting up a Christmas tree and just seeing their excitement, just really that's what the best part about the holidays is, and that's why I'm so blessed to be Felix's dad, and it's so much fun.
That's awesome, man. Well, all right, let's shift towards the Packers. Your time there in Green Bay, what a time you had, and just an excellent teammate, one of our stalwarts on the offensive line. Watching this team this year, obviously playing with Aaron for as long as you did, and the relationship that you have with him. How do you feel? Jordan Love's doing. Your time spent with him in the locker room and playing with him. What do you think, going into this Lions game, obviously big game tonight, what do you think about this team, where they're headed, what Matt LaFleur is doing to get this team prepared, to go win this game?
I think they've done a phenomenal job. I think from the top down, I think the transition, going from a Hall of Fame quarterback and rebuilding a team, is not easy. And you almost want to give grace to, a couple stumbles and bumps along the way, but I feel like the transition that Gutekunst did was, it was very high end, and it's very apparent the fact that they've stayed competitive. Now I think, like anyone says, the ultimate goal, but I think a real big hurdle is getting that Super Bowl. Green Bay that has eluded the organization since 2010. And this game tonight is playoff atmosphere, totally. And it could be not the last time that the Packers travel all the way over to Detroit.
Ooh. Yeah, exactly.
And play. Ooh, so I like it.
This is like, knowing from the player's perspective, this is treated like a playoff game. It's kind of like the first test of how we stack up in this playoff game. And regardless of who's playing or who's not, when you have that type of playoff atmosphere, it's going to be a little bit chippy. I would expect the refs to not get in the way and let the game be played. That's what I love about playoff football and playoff atmosphere. Now, I'm not saying that they will, but I would hope and assume that that is kind of the tone going into it. And knowing how Matt gets the guys ready throughout the week, I would expect at least a wrinkle or two. And talking particularly on how Jordan's been playing, I think Jordan's been playing very good. Jordan's been playing like how Jordan wants to play, and I think that's a testament to his character and who he is. He'll feast when called upon, or he'll let everyone else feast. And I think that also speaks to the humility. You want to be Superman every time, but sometimes to win a game, you got to be Robin.
That's right. What, if you just off the top of your head, and not to put you on the spot, but like a Detroit Lions matchup in a game that you can remember, again, that was chippy, that was a battle. Like, do you have one in your mind that kind of sticks out, especially going to play in Detroit, go play in that dungeon over there that they call a stadium? Like, do you remember any moments that that stand out to you?
When you said that, like a chippy game, I was thinking about week 17, that's before we had the 18-week seasons, at Green Bay. And I think we were 11-3, they were 10-4. And it was for, I think, the two seed. It might have been 2014. I don't recall, but that game was a really good game. It was a really hard-fought game to close out the year, and that was the epitome of, like, the playoff atmosphere. Now, talking about playing in Detroit, yeah, it's very dungeony. It's almost like a how do we describe it? It's
a warehouse. I mean, you're like underground.
It is very much a warehouse. It's almost like it's like a yeet void. Yeet is a
yeet. Oh, wow.
Of energy. And
no,
it's a
yeet
void where it kind of sucks the life out of you in the stadium, like with the dim lights around, like the fans, and it is a tough environment for sure. And it has been a tough place to play games at over the course of my tenure with Green Bay. So again, regardless, there is no excuses, you know, and I'm sure that Detroit and Dan Campbell isn't talking about any of their excuses for the guys that are not playing. And I think the same thing being said for the Packers, regardless of where we're playing, you know, this is a playoff game. What matters at the end of the day is that we score more points than them when the clock hits zeros.
So I want to ask about, I think it was last year when you gave the finger on the field. Who were you giving the finger to? Was that against the Bears, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that was against the Bears at Chicago. And you know, I love the folklore in which the photo embodies.
Right.
So I feel like adding more color could ruin the symbolism of it. So I think letting the narrative be passed down and what people think, I think that not giving them the answer makes it that much better.
Just keep it lingering. I love that.
All right, David, I have to ask. I'm a season ticket holder for the Milwaukee Bucks. What would it take for me or for you to get up here and get to a couple games this year? Because we need you in that. We need you in Fiserv. We need some energy. I know the Bucks had a rough start and then won a bunch, had a rough loss last night. Do you still keep track? Do you still watch some of the games? Are you into the Bucks at all?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say, like, the Bucks are my favorite NBA team. I'm not the biggest follower of watching NBA games just throughout the season. You know, I don't want to sit here in line and be like, oh, I know every guy on every roster and what everyone's
rosters yeah, okay.
are. But I'm a fan of the Bucks nonetheless. And to get me out there, I mean, get me in Dave Schneider floor seats for my wife as well. So, and then
I love it.
We'll drink to the calcium. Dave Schneider, shout out to Dave. He's been working for the Bucks. Great friend of mine. We spawned a relationship when I came out to Wisconsin, and he was my main connect with the Milwaukee Bucks. And I have nothing but love and respect for him. And he's done a lot for that organization, and they know how much he means to them. So, anyone who does know the infamous Dave Schneider, he's the man. So that's all I need. Is having him around, and that's enough to get me to come back out.
I'm literally sending him a message right now that you and I and your wife are, and maybe my wife too, the four of us want floor seats, and we will entertain the crowd during the timeouts.
Yeah, perfect. Keep parlaying it. I mean, like, take it as much as you need. Yeah, let's squeeze this thing out for every drop it's got.
Do you ever chug beers at home while you're watching the game? Is that still a thing? How did that come to be? I know these guys they're not asking the question, but I know they're all super interested in why that came to be, and like what brought that on, and then you became an instant Bucks legend from your beer chugging duties at those games.
Yeah. It really just spawned. I remember going to a game, and I think me and Aaron met up for dinner before at Carnivore. Shout out Omar. And I knew the first couple times I went, they always ended up like putting us like on the Jumbotron, and I was just saying, I'm like, okay, next time that I know they're gonna do it, and Dave and I would always ask, like, do you want them to do it? I'm like, I don't care. Whatever gets the crowd hyped, whatever we can do to have high energy, people screaming,
the hype man,
an ultimate. Like the home field or home court advantage, like if they want to put me on the screen, like go right ahead. Like that, I am here as a patron that just wants to see the Bucks win.
I love it.
So he's like, sure, cool, I'll throw it on. And then I sat there, I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to try and play it all like PC. Like if they put me on, I'm just going to have a beer and I, you know, in college, I was pretty good at chugging beers. I just, you know, it just went
they
down.
They teach you that in Colorado.
Yeah, you were.
That's what we do out there.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't good at winning games like you were, but I was good at partying on the post game on the hill.
Hill.
That's what I'm going to do. And then once the camera got on me, I was like, down the hatch it goes. And then apparently it was pretty quick and got everyone hyped. So then I'm like, okay, you know what's better than chugging one beer? Chugging two beers. And then it goes, you know what's better than chugging two beers? Chugging three beers. And then I'm like, you know what's better than chugging three beers? I'm like, we're not going to get there yet.
The last thing
anyone wants to see is to push it too far, because it's not like I'm not waking up every morning like smashing a beer to really start my day. But no one wants to see a man chug four beers and then also regurgitate all four beers.
Fair. Exactly. Fair point.
And it's good to know your limits.
I don't think it's smart. Yeah, I don't think it's smart. Well, I don't even know my limit, but I don't want to test it. And I'd hate to have that trial be, you know, where we're going to have to call, you know, a TV timeout, and I got to have that kid with the little towel thing come wipe up the floor because I just, you know, regurgitated my dinner and, over 60-something ounces of nice, cool beer.
Yeah, you don't want to coming back out because it tastes so good going down. You got to enjoy those moments. You're also
I also ruin my buzz. Like no one wants to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to take yourself to that point. You learned that all through college. Colorado knows how to get everyone ready for that future beer chugging moment. So I think, obviously, I mean, Mitch is trying to get, courtside seats sitting with you, but,
absolutely.
I'm definitely coming to this next one and, maybe we'll have a little showdown courtside.
Ding, ding.
Amazing. If you're going to chug a beer, great. I'm all for it.
All right. I'll
pass the torch. I'll let anyone have at it.
I can throw one down, but I know you're a tequila guy too, right? So, maybe we sip on a little tequila beforehand, get ourselves primed so that we can throw that beer down, when the showdown happens.
Very true. I mean, I'm going to be honest, I'm just a good time guy. Like, whatever the mood calls for,
I know you are.
That's what I'm there for. I like to say that I want to be is a facilitator of fun.
Just always. You're always poking the bear. I mean, that's why my kids call you Shrimpy. It's just there's always a little something, a little extra juice. You'd always get Aaron going. He'd be trying to get after you. But, the kids love some David Bakhtiari and some Shrimpy time.
Well, give them my best. I've always enjoyed playing with them.
No doubt. Y'all got anything else?
Tommy, you got a quick
Tommy's
one?
Got one?
Producer Tommy here, David. I know I'm really fan of your work in Pitch Perfect 2. Really, really awesome to see that. Wondering if you had any more projects coming up? Maybe anything releasing on December 17th?
That specific date.
Nothing? The Enigma with Aaron Rodgers documentary comes out. I was wondering if you might have a cameo in there or anything.
I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. I mean, like, there's certain things I enjoy hitching my wagon to with Aaron and the Enigma 3-part series that I saw on Netflix. I don't know if that's one of the ones I want to hitch on to.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if it was must watch.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I remember doing something. I don't know if it's for that. I mean, there's a lot of projects that end up being thrown. Thrown into the dark cellar or the void,
the yeet void.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of voids out there in the world, but I don't know. But yeah, I mean, interesting. I mean, I'm sure I'll wait to see what the reviews say, aka the people on X, and then I'll maybe decide to give it a look. But I'll definitely make sure. I kind of want to watch it just so I can just make fun of them. I think that's always a fun time.
Yes, sir.
That's always the key.
You always got to keep them grounded. And I think, chopping down that big piggy over there, it is always a good thing.
I think that was, I think you took that job personally, and that was something you were very talented at, is making sure that Aaron stays in his place and grounded on his path.
Yeah. I wear it like a badge of honor.
I love it. Well, hey, we're going to let you go. Keep working hard. Hope to see you in a uniform, wearing that helmet, protecting that left side, you know, here very soon. Hopefully someone calls and gets it going. I know I'll be calling you shortly to set up a tee time. You know, we can have a back and forth between our two clubs and see where, you know, we come out on top. Let's both pick a teammate, you know, to go battle it out with. We'll get Randall Cobb out there as well. I know he's working on his game, so I hope you're doing the same.
I mean, yeah. I mean, all this time, that's what I was trying to tell you. I mean, like, I think I can play. So I want to get some pointers from the best. I mean, everyone knows Mason's out there, you know, just ice in his veins, just, you know, just dropping shots.
Well, he's
like
a kicker.
Like he did, like he's kicking field goals. That's what I'm saying. He just has the, it's built like kickers. I don't really know too many kickers that aren't good at golf. So that's
nice.
That's but I do know a lot of offensive linemen that are bad at golf. So at least I'm part of more of the majority. But I would like to become the minority. But
that's awesome.
Yes, we will play. I appreciate y'all having me on. Let's get a win tonight, Packers. You know, always go Pack Go, and I appreciate y'all.
Amen. Awesome. Love it. Thank you, David.
Thanks for jumping on, bub.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
All right.
David Bakhtiari, that was awesome. Great stories, great point of view on things going on right now with the Packers. Great stories of your being a teammate with him. You know, there should be like a daily, like just like the rotating round table of Mason Crosby. You played with so many. It's fun that you played in the NFL for so long, but it's also something to be said that you played with interesting guys. Like you didn't play with, like it wasn't buttoned up, boring guys. Like you played with interesting dudes.
Oh, yeah. And then again, these offensive linemen just have the best perspective and best stories. They set the tone of the team. They are the backbone of everything that a team is. So any great team you have great big guys. You have guys in there. Like he said, he kept Aaron in check. You know, it's like he had no issue going back and forth with Aaron and kind of just keeping it light with him so that he, you know, it didn't get too big or the pressure didn't build and all that. So those big guys just, yeah, they have such an important role on and off the field. And I love just hearing his perspective and picking those guys' brains. David's one of the best. He works so hard. I feel for him. I hope he gets another opportunity because he just pushes it all the time to the limit. And, you know, just one of the best to ever do it.
We are going to come back to wrap things up, to give our final thoughts on Packers-Lions. Once again, thank you to David Bakhtiari. Amazing appearance here on the Mason Crosby Show. We are live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.